This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 16, written by George Vink. A healing tongue. From Proverbs 12. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever. As a pastor, I kept a copper container with 2-meter-long swords in my study. Visitors often commented, wondering why I displayed them. I'd explain that they reminded me of my aversion to the rhyme, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Reckless words can pierce like swords, leaving lifelong scars. Few of us would say we've never been hurt by someone's words. Solomon states, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Words do hurt, and words do heal. James 3 verse 10 tells us, "Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing." My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Christ's followers must control their tongues. Christ's followers must desire helpful, honest, and healing communication. Saying what is factual or apparent may not be an excuse to hurt someone. Our words must seek to encourage, even when admonition is needed. Helpful words begin with listening to those in relationship with us. Good counsel includes knowing the person we're talking to. Honest and healing words come from those who have learned to look at others through the eyes of Jesus. His words were wise, and ours must be too. Words make a difference. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for the gift of speech, the use of words. Help us to guard our tongues so that we speak wisely and encourage others to walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.